Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so glad to be here in the service of the Lord this morning. Today is August the 22nd in the year 2023, and we know that the Lord is in this place. He's in us now. He is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. It is so good to be here and be alive because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. We're grateful that God has smiled on us once again. He let us sleep last night in the very image of death, and we woke up just able to get up and do what we need to do. We're able to come here and be in agreement with each other and to do God's bidding this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to find out if Apostle Horsley is available to pray, and is Evangelist Wonderland there also?
I'm here, Pastor Darlene. She's home. I don't know if she's up or not.
Okay. All right. Sister Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. If Apostle Horsley will lead us in there. Sister Chris, good morning to everybody. Sister Chris, if you'll come after him, that'd be great.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad, glad, glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for this day, O Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, the early rising this morning, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, because you are almighty God. You are the God that is almighty, O Lord God. You see everything. You know everything, O Lord God. You neither slumber nor sleep, O Lord God. We thank you for this hour of power of prayer on this Tuesday morning, O Lord God. We just came to give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, to lift you up, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Thank you for each and every one, O Lord God. You have touched their lives, O Lord God. Woke them up this morning, O Lord God. Start us on our way, O Lord God. So we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because when we get stuck sometimes, O Lord God, and confused and lose our going about, O Lord God, you know the way that we take, O Lord God. You know our way out, O Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. When problems just rise up, O Lord God, sometimes like sea billow rolls, O Lord God, one after the other, O Lord God, you're yet there, O Lord God. Nothing takes you by surprise, O Lord God. And we just want to thank you this morning, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to adore you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that there's none greater than you, O Lord God. We looked all over, searched all over, couldn't find no one that was greater, no one that was greater than you, Lord God. We thank you for our taking care of our family, O Lord God, our children, the appointments, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for your spoken in your word, O Lord God. You know the thoughts. I believe it was in Jeremiah, Lord God, when you told us that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, O Lord God, to bring us to an expected end, O Lord God. O Lord God, we come to you worshiping you today, O Lord God. Praising you, O Lord God, because all things are in your hands, O Lord God, and you have this whole world under control, O Lord God. Lord God, so these minor things that we're going through, O Lord God, and these things that cause little ruffles, O Lord God, to come up in our lives, O Lord God, we give you the praise, O Lord God, for your words, say, O Lord God, and all things give thanks, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, just reflecting on yesterday, O Lord God, when a situation came up, O Lord God, and money was lost, O Lord God, remembering, oh God, in all things give you praise, oh Lord God, because you're going to bring us to this expected end, oh Lord God. We thank you for the early rising and the laying down last night, oh Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Darlene and all the saints, oh Lord God, that are in the circle of friends, oh Lord God, that come daily, oh Lord God, to stand in the gap, oh Lord God, to prepare to breach, oh Lord God. Thank you for those, oh Lord God, who are traveling, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those who came down through the years, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the Lord Darrell's family, oh Lord God, that you continue to bless them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Some of the saints, oh Lord God, that were lifelong prayer warriors, oh Lord God, their families are here, oh Lord God, and their siblings are here, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless and strengthen this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you bless all these bus drivers that are driving school buses, oh Lord God, and everyone that's traveling transportation, oh Lord God, that you bless, oh Lord God, that you keep the children, the grandchildren, all that are sick, oh Lord God, and the young adults, oh Lord God, that are going to colleges, oh Lord God, that you would bless and protect your people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for thou knowest all things, oh Lord God, so we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. Lord God, you got this whole world in your hands, oh Lord God, and it moves at your command, oh Lord God. So we want to set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God, that your will be done, oh Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven, oh Lord God, that you will give us a day, oh Lord God, this daily bread, oh Lord God, the provisions that we need, oh Lord God. Some need jobs, finances, homes, car, Lord God, situation, home repair, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Some even need a closer walk with you, oh Lord God, to move into the deep things of God, oh Lord God, and publicly declare, oh Lord God, that they are a member of the kingdom of heaven, that God is our almighty God, is our Father, oh Lord God, that sits high and look low and discerns the soul, hearts of men, oh Lord God. So we trust in you today, oh Lord God, like never before, oh Lord God, to work things out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, on the President of this United States, oh Lord God, in the Congress, House of Representatives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, on every lay person, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to bless the minister in the middle, oh Lord God, and that new job that she had, dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless her. Minister Ben, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will reflect on your word, oh Lord God, and build their marriage and their homes, oh Lord God, by the word of God, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, that stands in need, oh Lord God, of a companion, oh Lord God, to walk with them in this life, oh Lord God, doing this narrow path, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless them, oh Lord God. Give them a certain heart, oh Lord God. Let them stand strong, let them stand tall, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the finances, oh Lord God, for the prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God, and the finances, oh Lord God, to continue on Block Talk Radio on the other outreaches and the other auxiliary, oh Lord God, of the prayer deliverance ministry, oh Lord God. And there's those, oh Lord God, that have ministries, oh Lord God, that they go to, oh Lord God, let their ministry be blessed, oh Lord God. We pray for pastors, oh Lord God, elders, bishop, oh Lord God, for the whole staff of clergy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, on this Tuesday morning, oh Lord God, we want to give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God, for calling our names, oh Lord God. And we were able to answer, oh Lord God, and come right now to give that name the honor, the glory, the praise, God, we were to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that this world, that you rule this world by your own counsel, oh Lord God, that there's none of us that's able to counsel God, God, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for your omniscience, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you neither slumber nor sleep, oh Lord God. Thank you for the wife, oh God. Thank you for the children, oh Lord God. I accept you to bless the grandchildren, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Someone woke up this morning, oh Lord God, just not feeling all that, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, but through the praise, oh Lord God, through this hour of power, pray, Lord God, the same hour that you've been working so many miracles, so great, oh Lord God, continue to work it today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, we were to deserve in Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, your Holy Spirit, it is welcome here, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Scholastica, Lord God. We realize she was abroad, don't know if she get back yet, oh Lord God, but it's in the name of Jesus, God, that you bless her, that you keep her children, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not only her, Lord God, but every child, oh Lord God, keep them in the best of health, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they may walk after the ordinance of God, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you the honor, we give you the glory, God, we give you the praise, oh Lord God. If anyone woke up, oh Lord God, and just wasn't feeling like they want to jump and shout and run around the bed this morning. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would send a spirit of revival, Lord God, in their soul, Lord God, that they will reflect on the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the protection that you have provided, oh Lord God, from dangers seen and unseen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we're thanking you because you are the Almighty God. We give that name the honor, the glory, and the praise which it deserves in Jesus' name. Lord God, we want to pray for the people that want to hire me to run the buses, oh Lord God. We pray for the businesses, a small business, oh Lord God, that you bless it, oh Lord God, that you would bless jobs, oh Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, look into the judicial system, oh Lord God, as the former president goes up, oh Lord God, for these things, oh Lord God, in the name that Jesus, God, I ask that you all watch, oh Lord God. Keep an eye on the situation for us, oh Lord God. We can only pray, oh Lord God, because our government is inside of you, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being faithful, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you have woke us up this morning, Lord God, that we are able to stand in the gap for those that may not be able to stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you are so faithful to us, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord God, because you are our prayer answering God, Lord God. We thank you today, Heavenly Father, for salvation, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, just keeping us, Lord God. Lord God, sustaining us, Jesus, Lord God. And we just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for those, Lord God, that need to know you, Lord God, that need to be saved, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you today, Lord God, to save, Lord God, those, Lord God, that don't know you, Lord God. Lord God, those that may have backslidden, Lord God, or Lord God, those that may be oppressed, Lord God, or Lord God, those that may have lost their way, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God. Lord God, we are seeking you, Lord God, right now for them, Lord God. Lord God, that any lost soul, Lord God, would be saved, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you bring them back to you today, Lord God. We pray for those family members, Lord God. Lord God, that just maybe, Lord God, that just have lost their way along the way, Jesus, Lord God. We praying for them right now, Lord God. Lord God, that you would save them, Jesus, Lord God. Just save them, Lord God. Lord God, just like you saved us, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you'll do it for them, Lord God, because you did it for us, Lord God. So we just praying today, Lord God, for salvation, saving the families, Lord God, saving the marriages, Lord God. Lord God, there's a need, Lord God, for you today, Lord God. So we're standing in the need, Lord God. We're standing in the gap, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that may be sick and shut in, Lord God. There's some people dealing with so much, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people dealing with depression today, Lord God. There's some people that's grieving today, Lord God. There's some people, Lord God, dealing with cancer, lupus, Lord God. And we're praying and standing in the gap for them today, Lord God, because we know you're a healer, Lord God. We know you're a way maker, Lord God. We know that you will make a way out of no way, Lord God. We know that you turn situations around, Lord God. You are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, that you can turn those situations around for those people today, Lord God. So we're praying, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are going through any type of sickness, Lord God, any type of oppression, Lord God, any type of just feeling like they have just maybe be down, Lord God, and they need you, Lord God. So we're standing in the gap for those today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the marriages today, Lord God. We're praying for the children, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for the little boy, Lord God, that's been missing, Lord God, that on the news, Lord God. We're praying for his return, Lord God, that, Lord God, that he will be returned safely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on in the homes, Lord God. Lord God, people are doing so much to these kids, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We're praying, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that you would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for these children right now, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they may not feel like they have a voice, Lord God. We're praying for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind down all abuse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind down any words, Lord God, that may be spoken over these children, Lord God, trying to break them, Lord God, and tear them down, Lord God. We break that, ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to break that yoke today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as these children going to school, Lord God, today, Lord God, we ask you to keep them protected, Lord God. Keep them, let them know they have a safe place, Lord God. Lord God, help them to know that you love them, Lord God. You said that you so love the children, Lord God. The Lord God, Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that the children feel love, Lord God, that they know, Lord God, that you love them, Lord God, and you stick closer than a brother, Lord God, and you would never leave or forsake them, Lord God, in any situation, Lord God. So we just praying, Lord God, for an outpouring of love today on the community, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, praying for the children, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying over our finances, Lord God. Lord God, there's so much going on in the community, Lord God. The interest rates are high, Lord God. Lord God, the taxes are high, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you provide more than enough, Lord God. You said reach up and grab the manna, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, that you are a provider, Lord God. You are a way maker, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, no matter what the economy is, Lord God, that you provide for your people today, Lord God. Provide jobs, Lord God. Provide resources today, Lord God. You're a resourceful God, Lord God. Lord God, because, you, Lord God, we've seen you, Lord God. Lord God, feed Lord God, people, Lord God, with just loaves of bread, Lord God. Lord God, so we know today, Lord God, that it's no harder today, Lord God, for you to show up, Lord God, and show out just like you did in those days, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, that you provide for your people, Lord God, no matter what's going on in the world, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you are able, Lord God. You are able, Jesus, Lord God, to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministries, Lord God, that we could come together, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and pray for one another, Lord God. Pray for the world, Lord God. Pray for everything that's going around and around this nation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, let there be peace in the land today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that maybe started going to church and haven't came in a while, Lord God, or haven't been praying in a while, Lord God. I pray today, Lord God, that you restore the relationship with you, Lord God. Bring them back, Lord God. Lord God, in remembrance of you, Lord God, help them to understand you are the way, the light, the only way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm praying for my sisters, Lord God. I'm praying for their salvation, Yolanda, Toshiba, Lord God, Don and Tony, Lord God. I'm praying for Denver and Dallas salvation, Lord God. And Joshua, TJ, Jadon, and Kenya, Lord God. I'm praying for them, Lord God, that you renew the anointing today upon them, Lord God. Renew the anointing upon my family, Lord God, and each and every family on this prayer line, Lord God. We pray for Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland's family, Lord God, and Sister Marie and Sister Mary, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and Sister Sheila and Sister Yvonne and Sister Gladys, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God. Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, we pray for her family. Sister Darlene, Lord God, and her family. Jamila and her family, Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God. Lord God, saying, Lord God, keep them, Jesus, Lord God. Restore them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, and keeping, Lord God, each other lifted up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for a renewed anointing, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the urge, Lord God, to get up on this prayer line and seek you, Lord God. You said if we seek you, we will find you, Lord God. If we ask, it shall be given, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God, for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Lord God, that you are not a respecter of persons, Lord God. What you did for one, you'll do for another, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God, because whatever we've been praying for, we are next in line. Whatever we've been seeking you for, Lord God, it shall come to pass, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, it will. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing the works of our hands, Lord God, and increasing our territory, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, for removing every obstacle, Lord God, any long-term problem, Lord God, that's been in our life, Lord God, that just seems like we just couldn't shake it, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you today, Lord God, for removing it, Lord God, because, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, Lord God, that you will be with us, Lord God, just like you was with Moses, Lord God, and Lord God, you said that look to you told Moses to look what he had, and he said he had a staff, Lord God, and you said you would use what you got, Lord God, and he threw that staff down, Lord God, and turned into a snake, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you today, Lord God, that you're allowing us to use what we got, Lord God, and Lord God, what we got is you, Lord God. So we're gonna pray, Lord God, we're gonna fast, Lord God, we're gonna seek you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, greater is he that's within me, Lord God, and he that's within the world, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God, that we are all born and conquerors, Lord God. We are not defeated. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to seek your holy name this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me, Lord God, loving me enough, Lord God, that you, Lord God, put me on that wheel, Lord God, and that you, Lord God, molded me, Lord God, that I can be a vessel, Lord God, of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you for being a restorer, Lord God. Lord God, those that feel like, Lord God, something was taken from them, Lord God. Lord God, let them know, Lord God, that you are a restorer, Lord God. Lord God, everything that we lost, Lord God. Lord God, you will restore, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. You are being so wonderful to each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord God, we can't do nothing but thank you, Lord God. We can't do anything but praise you, Lord God. For you are, Lord God, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for restoring my mother, Lord God. I thank you for removing every cancerous cell from her body, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for turning my life around, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping my dad, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. You've been so faithful to each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you today, Lord God. We lift up our hands to you and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful, Lord God. I thank you, and I'm so grateful today, Lord God. I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for continuously caring for us, Lord God, and loving us, Lord God, in spite of, Lord God, in spite of Jesus, Lord God. You still sit on the right hand of the Father interceding for us daily, Lord God, and I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God, because you loved us. And I give you all the praise and glory. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Gladys. I just thank God today for all that he has done. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I didn't even set my alarm this morning. I forgot to set my alarm yesterday, last night. So I just appreciate God for who he is. And I just want to speak about, what I see, in God. When I got out and when I walked out in, in nature, I went on the trail, and I was just saying, God, I just thank you for the earth is yours, the world and they that dwell in it, and everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. So when I was walking, I was looking up because I saw a bunch of some type of fruit that was on the ground. And I appreciate God because even the birds, hallelujah, know trust God and know that they're gonna be fed. And every morning they wake up and they sing praises to God in the name of Jesus. When I looked up, hallelujah, the trees, I saw that there was grapevines. And as I walked along the trail, I began to start seeing, hallelujah, the grapevines going so far, so far, and so far, and that he feeds the birds. And hallelujah, we are much higher. Hallelujah, we are human. We are made in his image, in his likeness, in the name of Jesus. And if he feeds the birds, what more than we think that he's going to do for us? So we have to continue to, hallelujah, praise him and thank him and honor him and love on him for who he is and what he does for us in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for how much he shows us, how much he loves us and everything. And to continue to be thankful and grateful. And I'm thankful that he woke me up this morning in the name of Jesus. Sister Darlene called me, and I said, well, this is my time to speak. And she said, yes. And I just appreciate God for that, for using her to call me and everything. And I thank God for everyone on this prayer line this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And yes, on yesterday, I went to this nursing home. I found out that a sister of mine was in that nursing home and that she had been there for a while. And I made it over to go and see her. And there were so many people in that nursing home that was there. Hallelujah. And I realized in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, let me realize these people, hallelujah, are lonely. They don't have anybody right now, Father God, hallelujah, to love on them, to come and see them and visit them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you that he put me there in that place right now, God. And when I went to see her, there was a lady next door to her, in the bed next to her. And I don't even remember the lady's name this morning, but the Holy Ghost remembers. So I just thank God for her, hallelujah, that she put me and she told me that she left her son in charge to do some things for her, and she hasn't heard a word from him in 2 months. So when she called him, he given her all kind of excuses why he hadn't been there to see her and stuff. And she said, yes, my children just done forgot about me and left me in here, and so many of them in there. And my heart, you know, had compassion, and I had a spirit of weeping, you know, to come upon me because of that. In the name of Jesus, there's so many people that are in these places, hallelujah, that don't have anybody to love on them. And so, God, I just thank God for showing me even the more, because it was a while since I've done that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we need to, hallelujah, hallelujah, think about, you know, others, hallelujah. And I need to think about others more than I do for myself, Father, in the name of Jesus, and pray about those things. And I know if we be about God's business, he's going to be about ours. He know every need that we have, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And he will fulfill those needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your word is true. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the Lord, hallelujah, saw fit to wake us up this morning, hallelujah, starting us on our way this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that I have a mind, hallelujah, to speak. I have a mind to pray. I have a mind right now to seek God first and give him the first fruit of my morning this morning. And when I got over to my sister, I came prepared with a word, prayer with my blessed oil. And so after I got done praying over the lady, she said, I thank you for that. I really thank you for that. And she said, don't spend any more time here with me. Go over and speak to your friend. I said, I got her, just like I got you. And so God has you. And so when I went over to speak to my friend, They won't release her to leave out of there until she begins to walk again. So I prayed in the name of Jesus, and her name is Charlene Foster. I prayed that her legs will, hallelujah, God will mend her legs. The Holy Ghost will get in there and massage her legs so she will be able to walk so she can go home and be with her son in the mighty name of Jesus. And the experience was, hallelujah, was so God's power was in that room in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I say both of you will be able to get up and go home. And the lady over there told me, I know I'm going back and forth, but the lady over there told me, she said, I don't have a place to go to and stuff like that. And I said, you know, but God, I pray in the name of Jesus that God, hallelujah, would have a place ready for you. And she said, I can't go home again because I don't have a caretaker to come and stay with me and live. I said, living with you. And I said, hallelujah, I thank you, and God hears every word that you're saying, because it's coming forth out of your mouth. Just speak it out in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Your faith, hallelujah, will help you, get to whatever you want to get. And thanking God for what he's going to do and is about to do in your life. And a miracle will be formed today. That's what, I pray in the name of Jesus. A miracle will be performed. Hallelujah. Also today for Charlene Foster and for the lady next door, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You know her name. So, hallelujah, I'm thanking you right now, God, for blessing the both of them, for blessing them with strength in their legs so they will be able to go home, and that the lady will have a place to go home to and somebody to come in there and care for her that won't steal from her and won't rob her, well, that have full of the Holy Ghost that love God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it is already done in the name of Jesus over their lives today and everybody's life and all the people that are in the nursing facility right now, God, and everybody that I walk past, I spoke to them and they spoke back and stuff. My heart just had compassion, hallelujah, and for them and stuff right now. So I know where I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just thank God, hallelujah, on all day yesterday. You know, I was out there in that sun and in the name of Jesus and not making any excuses, but I was really tired when I got home. So I just appreciate God for just waking me up this morning because he didn't have to do it. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, on the prayer line for all the prayers that will have been prayed over the people in the in this world, that we as intercessors right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you strengthen us and give us what we need, provide for us what we need today in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, for all that you do and all that you're going to do in our lives. And, Lord, I touch and agree with everyone right now, God, of the prayers that has been brought up forth. I thank God for my family members. I thank God for waking us up this morning in the name of Jesus. I thank God for healing. I thank God for salvation, healing, and deliverance right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you cover my family. Hallelujah. Give them traveling mercies as we travel over the dangerous highways and byways this morning. And also everyone around this world, traveling mercies from work and to work in the name of Jesus. So I have this word to speak to you this morning, and it's going to be quick so everyone can have their time to list their prayer requests and give time for Sister Bondage to be able to speak and say what God has on her heart. And the word is speak. Your lips have been anointed with redeeming grace. Seeing others with words of hope and imparting value sets you apart and causes you to shine. Others will be drawn to Jesus by the grace-filled words that you speak. Guard your lips. Remember that what flows from them reveals what is in your heart. Use your words wisely and generously. Learn to listen with God heart of compassion. Remembering that we all need someone who believes in us and can set us from God's point of view. You have been called to love and forgive, not judge or criticize. You were created to speak words of life, hope, and wisdom, words that heal, encourage, and bring unity. Love always wins over judgment. Lord, and mercy are what sets you apart. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, set a guard over our lips this day morning, Father, so we can only convey encouragement to others and honor to you. May we be known as a person of hope, as people of hope, joy, wisdom, and faith. Touch our hearts with compassion that knows no bounds, so the words we speak bring life and freedom. Teach us to listen to you and communicate with a voice of wisdom and hope. Lord, I thank you for those words this morning, hallelujah, because I didn't know what I was going to speak on this morning. I'm telling you how, you know, this thing was yesterday, but I enjoyed every minute, hallelujah, of my tiredness in Jesus' name, and that he saw fit to wake me up this morning. So I just thank God for what he was telling me, what he was communicating to me this morning, and I thank God for the communication with everybody on this prayer line in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Just thank God for those words, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for everyone that's here today, hallelujah, that God saw fit to wake us up this morning in the name of Jesus. And I just appreciate God for the love and the compassion that I have in my heart, because all of those that are suffering in the nursing home that they don't have anybody to love. And then we ought to go out, hallelujah, hallelujah, and encourage these people and let them know that there is hope. And that God loves them. And now, hallelujah, and they have a family, hallelujah. I said, I love you. And I asked the lady, you said she didn't have any friends. Jesus is your friend, but I will be your friend. And I will be back to see you, hallelujah. So I'll make that my life's mission, hallelujah, to go not only to that nursing home, but wherever God leads me in the name of Jesus, to pray for people that are crying out, hallelujah, no faces, hallelujah, hallelujah, that don't know God. God, where are you? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. My family has left me, and they put in this place, and they don't think about me. It's like they don't throw me away. So I just appreciate God for my, hallelujah, for just having me to be there and compassion for these people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, tell us to go out, hallelujah, hallelujah, for to win souls. Is there a place that you can go? Yes, anybody can go in, hallelujah, and just do something for those people in the nursing home. In the name of Jesus, and speak life and impart life unto them wherever you are in the nursing facilities where people, hallelujah, they're thinking that they don't have any hope. But there's hope in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father, thank you, little Kumbara, for using me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Your name, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm your servant, Lord. We are your servant, Lord. We are here, Father. Hallelujah. Your servant is listening. So speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving me the words to say, God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank everyone as I
said before, hallelujah, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think today is the 23rd of August. Of August.
22nd.
I just appreciate you, God, for this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so I want to have everyone just, hallelujah. I hope that they were praying and speaking out what they needed to be spoke out when it was time to, when the prayer went forth this morning between Sister Chris and Pastor Horsley this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I want to give you time to say what's on your heart, but be mindful of the time and the prayers that you need. And then we're going to pray over these prayers in the name of Jesus. But Lord, I just thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in our lives this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So the mics are open for anyone that has something that they want to pray about, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Thank you, Father.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you, Minister Gladys, for the word that you shared with us today. And we do want to speak words of encouragement and guard our mouths for sure. Yeah, we have to speak life into other people's lives. So we thank you for that. And thank God for using you at the nursing home. Just want to continue to pray for marriages. We continue to hear just things that are not good in the marriages. And we know that God can restore, but people have to look to him for the answers. So we want to pray for the marriages. We also want to pray for the single people that they will wait on the Lord, because he's the one who can bring the right person into your life. He lets us know that a man findeth a wife, who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and he's favored of the Lord. So we will wait upon the Lord, because he shall renew our. And I want to keep our Pastor Scholastica and Sister Lucinda in prayer as they are traveling abroad. Also want to pray for a restoration of the different, so many different devastating things that happened across the nation and around the world, but the people in Hawaii, I mean, so many people lost their lives, and we want to pray for their families, that God will comfort them. Some people still are missing, so we pray that they will be found and the city will be restored. And people will come to Jesus Christ. That's the important thing, that people realize that they are still here. And if they don't know Jesus as their Savior, that they will come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And, of course, we want to keep the children in prayer, those who have returned to school and everybody connected to the children, their parents, the teachers, the principals, the crossing guards, the people who drive the buses, those who are serving the food in the cafeteria, the counselors, just everybody connected to these children. We want to pray a special prayer for our children. Just keep them in prayer on a daily basis. And as a Sister Chris was praying, she was praying for this young boy that is missing. I think he's 2 or 3 years old, and there's some kind of something that doesn't sound right concerning his disappearance. So we want to pray that God will bring him back. They will find out where he is and that he will be safe with his family once again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Darlene. Go ahead. Is there anybody else that has something that they need to say? The mic is open. Unmute your mic.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mira here, and I just thank God so much for the prayers that have gone forth, and thank God for this ministry this morning. I thank God for each of you. Thank God that he gives us a, constantly give us a heart of compassion, and we'll call daily to fulfill the works of God in our lives. He said to occupy until he comes, so I just thank God for our heart of compassion this morning. I want to definitely continue to definitely to keep those that really cannot speak for themselves, even the very young, and been experiencing some things in school with kids that have autism and can't speak, and been really abused by teachers. So we want to just definitely have that heart of compassion for those children. I know one of them personally that was abused, so and I had, you know, taught him. He's much older now, but we just want to pray for them and continue to have that heart of compassion and continue to know our work is not done. When we see things, we say things, we pray. You know, we are the hands of God, and we're constantly reminded because of that, because God gonna put that before his people. So I just thank God for each of you. I want to continue to pray for my friend of mine, Loretta Johnson, Jones, going through some sickness in her body. I want to continue to keep my sister Peggy in prayer, and I will be traveling home to see my sister. So just want to pray for a good visit and pray for traveling mercy and grace. I thank God for each of you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Is there anyone else that has something?
Yes,
prayer?
Mercy and peace. God bless you all. We truly thank God for the powerful, heartfelt prayers on this morning and the beautiful message that we have heard. And we know that there is a clarion call for the people of God to rise up and to go forth and to do those things that the Lord has called each of us to do collectively as well as corporately, especially when it comes to those who are the most vulnerable, the elderly, our young people. We want to definitely remember them in our prayers. And also we need to go forth in nursing home, assisted living facilities, and even just go visit a neighbor who needs encouragement. Let's be led, saints, by the Holy Ghost. Truly the Lord is calling us to get out of our place of comfortability and to go out and to impact others for the glory of God and to bring others into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We know that he's soon to come. Please keep in prayer all of which has already been said. Pray for our young people going back and forth to school, that they would be safe, that our schools would be free of gun violence. So let's pray for against workforce violence. Let's pray for marriages. Again, it's so important that people understand that we got to pray for our families, for unity in our families, unity in marriages, unity in the churches, unity in our communities, unity. Yes. Let's pray for unity in our nation. Let's pray. Yes. There's so much division over political lines and all these things. We want to pray that our nation be healed of racial inequality. So we're just going to pray that God's perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray for the sick and let's pray for the bereaved today in Jesus' name. God bless you all. We love you. Have a great day, each of you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sister.
Good morning, this is Sister Sheila. I'd like to pray for a lady named Miss Gloria. I met at the library. She shared with me she had a heart attack, and she's feeling so much better, and she just want to thank God. And as us being prayer warriors, I pray that y'all pray with me for her strength, that if she don't know God, that she will get to know God. And I just have a praise report once again. Another person that walked up and down in my community, lives in the tents and in the trees, she shared with me yesterday, she's going home. She's from Alabama. When will she see her family need her? And that is so touching to me because I know as us being prayer warriors, we are praying the prayer of hope. And another one got pregnant for her and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, he saved up money to put on the bus to get back home with her mom before she had the baby. She wound up having a little boy. His name is Ethan Alexander. So if you pray for Ethan Alexander, that the dad will be able to get back home as well. because God is truly answering our prayers for those that's walking up and down the streets, sleeping in trees and building tents and cooking on the firewood. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Thank you. I could just continue praying for them because I truly believe God is answering prayers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sister. Anybody else?
Sheila.
Good morning. This is Sister Yvonne. Sheila. I want to pray for my daughter, Nicole, that she get out the relationship she in. She don't know how to open up her mouth. She have a friend, a boyfriend staying with her, and she in a bad relationship. I say he just there to have somewhere to stay, and she just having problems. She don't know how to open up her mouth and get out of it, but she don't need to be in no relationship like that. She's not married and having him over her and her kids. So I just pray that she get out that bad relationship. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Is there anyone else? Before we turn it over to the hands of Chloe Place.
Good morning, this is Place. I just want to say thank you, Sister Gladys, for just, you know, having compassion for others that, you know, that are in need. And they just, you know, sparked something in my heart to just to go out into the assisted home living and just go sit with somebody. So I just thank you for that this morning. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
So we're going to come together. If there's no one else, we're mindful of the time, and we're going to pray for all of these prayers that has been set forth. So let, everybody, unmute your mics, and let's come together and pray for these prayers that we have spoken on this today. Amen. Father
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, and we come before you right now, God, with your heart right now, God, of compassion right now, God.
Lord, in all of our ways, we acknowledge
you,
Lord. Thank you, direct our path, God. Lord, thank you for directing our path.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we put it out in
the feet on behalf of us, God, in the
mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we lay everything at your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For the ministry,
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you. We pray.
Your finances need to be fixed and healed, and
monies need to come in. Businesses are being healed and blessed and increased and enlarged. We believe that. And so we will continue to just strive to do God's will, give him the praise and give him the honor. You know, when you praise your way through, you thank God. Not, you know, sometimes we come and we ask God for something and then you just go and just thank him. Just thank him that it's done, you know, because it is done in the spirit realm. It's just a matter of us catching up to what God has done and getting to that place to see the full manifestation of the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. So I love what God is doing here, and I'm just so grateful for saints of God who come here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This is a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I make a declaration for every sister and brother in Christ, and I do hope that you speak this for yourself as you go through your day, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. The word lets us know that they will bear us up even if we dash our foot the stone in Jesus' name. And I also want to thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. We believe that when you sow that seed, you're sowing on good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. And I decree that everything that the cankerworm, the pommel worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen is being restored, multiplied in our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree today that our seed is falling on good ground and it is yielding good fruit in Jesus' name. I decree today that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto us, and the light of God shall shine upon our ways. And I decree that your descendants will be many and your offspring as the grass of the earth. That's a multitude of offspring. Thank God for that. I decree the Lord gives you strength today. When you become weary, he will build you up and make you strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and he's putting us in a wealthy place as our businesses are flourishing. We're believing that many are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, and hundreds of dollars according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and the devil is under our feet. Today, I decree that we resist that devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree that our families are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored by God and man. And please remember, I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We will love people into the kingdom because love conquers all in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful day. Let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Praise his name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.